From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, prosecutors and police raid the National Police Headquarters in a widening investigation into cover-ups surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case in Gwangju. Rival parties agree to launch a special counsel investigation into the ballot paper shortages that marred the June 3rd local elections. And the fire at Kupang's logistics center in Incheon is nearly extinguished, and evacuees are starting to return home. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Prosecutors and police have raided the National Police Headquarters in a widening investigation into cover-ups surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case in the southwestern city of Gwangju. The investigators are looking into the chain of command involved in the initial murder probe amid fresh allegations that the National Office of Investigation had a role in the attempt to minimize the crime. Bae Ju-yeon has the latest.
Chang Yoon-gi, the 23-year-old man accused of raping and fatally stabbing a 16-year-old high school student in the southwestern city of Gwangju in May, confessed to his crimes in court earlier this month. His confession followed nationwide anger over an alleged police cover-up involving his father, a police captain in the city who is currently in custody. In a widening probe into allegations of police misconduct in the case, investigators from the Gwangju District Prosecutor's Office executed a search warrant at the National Police Agency's National Office of Investigation, or NOI, at 6:30 Tuesday morning. A separate team of police fact-finders arrived at the investigation headquarters about an hour later, seeking to get to the bottom of what went wrong. Prosecutors and police are conducting separate investigations targeting those involved in the chain of command after concluding that the case was intentionally mishandled. Upon referring it to the prosecution, the local police classified it as a second-degree murder case, but prosecutors indicted Chang on a charge of first-degree rape murder after discovering evidence his father sought to destroy. Tuesday's raid came amid fresh allegations suggesting that the NOI, an investigative authority comparable to the U.S. FBI, was behind the initial decision by the local police force to build a second-degree murder case against Chang. The government issued a public apology last week and vowed to reform the police investigation system. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
The ruling and opposition parties have agreed to launch a special counsel investigation into the ballot paper shortages that marred the June 3rd local elections. The floor leaders of the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition People Power Party reached the agreement during a meeting on Tuesday. The two sides plan to pass a special counsel bill during the extraordinary session of the National Assembly this month. The two parties will then establish a six-member committee to recommend candidates for the special counsel position, with each party nominating three members. The president will appoint one of the two candidates as special counsel. The large fire that broke out at a Kupang logistics center in Incheon, just west of Seoul, is nearly extinguished. While firefighters are still working to put out the remaining embers, nearby residents who were evacuated are finally being allowed to return to their homes. Rosine Park has more.
A fire that blazed for 61 hours at the Kupang Logistics Center in Incheon Seohae District was brought under control by 8 p.m. Monday. Emergency crews remain at the site to overhaul the area and fully extinguish lingering embers. This final stage of work to ensure there are no remaining hotspots is expected to take some time considering the size of the warehouse, which is more than twice as large as Kupang's Dokpyeong Center in Icheon, Gyeonggi Province, the site of a fire in 2021 that took 6 days to put out. Although fire authorities have lifted a national fire mobilization order that was issued due to the latest blaze, they're maintaining a level 2 response posture. Late last night, district officials lifted a preemptive evacuation order for commercial buildings and factories within a 116-meter radius of the logistics center, along with the evacuation order for nearby residents. More than 200 people living in the area were moved to temporary shelters, but are starting to return to their homes. A joint team involving the National Fire Agency, the National Fire Research Institute, and the Korea Electrical Safety Corporation will investigate the cause of the fire and the extent of the damage. Police say they'll work with the National Forensic Service to inspect the sixth floor of the logistics center where flames first broke out. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has called for action to normalize the housing market by addressing supply-side issues and revising the tax system in a way that meets public standards, saying unearned income from housing transactions has destroyed fairness and undermined national unity. Presiding over a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, Lee said the current state of the housing market has worsened the sense of marginalization among the country's young people and intensified inequality in asset acquisition and household debt. Lee said extreme demand for speculation, intertwined with anxiety, is holding back the nation's economic development by tying up considerable amounts of social capital in real estate. The president said stabilizing the housing market would allow the reinvestment of resources, improve social dynamics, and favor the resolution of conflicts stemming from marginalization. Lee is set to attend a public forum on Thursday to discuss the future direction of the administration's real estate policy, based on opinions offered by experts and the public during last week's open forums on housing supply, finance, and taxation issues. South Korean professional Go player Shin Jin-so has defeated advanced artificial intelligence program KataGo in a three-game match, winning two straight games after an opening loss to claim a dramatic comeback victory. The nine-dan grandmaster, who competed with a two-stone advantage, won by 11.5 points on Tuesday after 221 moves in the third and final game, held in Central Seoul. After suffering a crushing defeat on Friday in the opening game following an unexpected early move by KataGo, Shin bounced back and won both the second and third games. Shin maintained control through a territory-focused strategy in a game that lasted more than 3 hours. Many Go experts had predicted that winning even one game against KataGo would be a major achievement. The government says it has secured more than 90% of its required crude oil supply for September, despite rising supply chain instability in the Middle East due to the intensifying conflict between the United States and Iran. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources said Tuesday that for July and August crude oil, the country has secured more than 110% of the average from a year earlier, and that September crude oil imports have topped 90% compared to the previous year. Yang Kyuk, Director General of the Office of Industry, Trade and Resource Security at the Trade Ministry, assured that there will be no major problems in the supply and demand of crude until September, even if the Red Sea shipping route is blocked. There are rising concerns about crude oil supply instability amid the possibility of a blockade of the Red Sea, which South Korea has relied on as an alternative route after the Strait of Hormuz was closed. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels declared a maritime blockade against Saudi Arabia on Monday, threatening shipping through the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, the gateway to the Red Sea. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index spiked 231.68 points, or 3.56%, on Tuesday to close at 6,747.95. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 3.7 points, or 0.49%, to close at 753.34. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.